Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Nerd Dump Podcast. This week, the Nerd Dump is brought to you by Polaroid. Polaroid, see what develops.
Does that even still exist?
It totally still exists.
Oh yeah, no, Polaroids are kind of a big thing. They have all sorts of new ones anymore that you can get. It's kind of like one of those hip trendy things, like everybody's buying vinyl again, and old is new and cool and stupid.
Yep. So my grandpa's cool?
Sure.
Probably.
Sweet.
Yeah, no slap bracelets.
And that's also why math is also dumb now.
Yeah, new math is terrible.
Yeah. Common Core should be just destroyed.
Brought to you by Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, this all makes sense.
Yep.
Is that a thing?
It used to be.
It used to be, and then it was again.
I don't know if they brought it back for a short bit. I don't think it did well. It didn't do well the first time.
I think it did worse the second time, so good job, Pepsi.
Brought to you by Surge.
Which is also back and awesome.
Yeah.
And like $2 a can.
Yeah, you can't, they made it an energy drink.
Yeah, you can't get it any cheaper than that.
No.
But it's super good. But tonight's episode is less about product placement and more about...
Bitcoin.
No. God, I hate you. we'll be talking more about Star Wars because we are continuing Star Wars Month. This week is going to be the release of The Last Jedi, so we are going to talk a little bit about that. And I believe where we left off was with the... We finished with the original trilogy.
The best trilogy.
Of course.
Thus far.
I mean...
The only good trilogy.
The next two films could end up being amazing and just, you know, beat out everything else. But right. I'm not holding my breath for that one.
You shouldn't.
No.
Because that'd be, like, what?
At least 2 years
for the next one to come out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be long dead at that point.
Yeah, and you're not going to see Star Wars 9.
Yeah, don't get your expectations too high, because then you end up being disappointed like...
Jar Jar Binks.
Exactly. But we'll get into that here in a little bit. I think we did want to kind of talk about some nerd news. There has been a lot happening pretty recently.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm sure there is, but I don't pay attention to things.
That's good. That's really good for the show.
Did either of you invest any Bitcoin?
No. I didn't even know about it until they referenced it on Big Bang Theory, and I'm like, I still don't know what this is.
Bitcoin is a digital currency.
Right.
Toilet paper roll of knowledge or whatever.
Toilet paper roll of knowledge?
It's a digital currency that people could buy. You can still technically buy it, but like now, like one Bitcoin's worth like $10,000.
Yeah, I know like Bitcoins are a big thing. Well, did you watch the newest Brooklyn Nine-Nine with the authors? And it's the one author that came back from the last time, so I guess it's a little bit of a spoiler if you're not caught up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but yeah, because the one guy's like, I had to liquidate my only Bitcoin, and, you know, then they found out that, you know, he'd been researching that days in advance, well before everything, so they were setting everything up, so.
I don't know how much Bitcoin originally costs, but I hear there are a lot of people who are millionaires now because they put their money into Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm, I've heard that too, it's weird.
I've never fully comprehended how it worked. I know in the only episode of Future Man that I ever saw, that first one, he was like, no, don't break. And he's like, oh, I used my only Bitcoin to buy that knife that Wolf broke in half. That
would have been like $10,000 now.
Yeah, that's like not even a $100 knife.
See, I understand a little bit of Bitcoin because I used to play a lot of Star Trek Online, so they had the dilithium trade that you had to do, where you use real-world money to buy dilithium and then wait for the stock market prices to go up or whatever, and then sell it. That was fun times.
Yeah, in Star Trek Online, I always just went to the gambling den with like the weird spinning. It was kind of like a roulette table, but like they had different rings and different things.
Right.
And I just always randomly did stuff. Like Andrew would try to do stuff, and he'd be like, he's like, I either lost my money, or I was like, I got like 10 credits, and I'm like, yeah, I walked out like a couple thousand off that one. He's like, what? He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know, but I'm making money.
Yeah, I could see you being good at that. I forget what that's called now. Dabo.
Yeah.
Dabo.
Yeah, I'm actually really good at Dabo.
Surprisingly. Anyway, in nerd news, so recently there's been a lot of talk about Disney, all hail the Overlord, buying the movie production company of Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I heard people talking about it. Like, have they gotten any further with that?
Supposedly, there's supposed to be news about it coming out officially this week. Now, what this would mean is if it goes through, that Disney would have the rights to certain Marvel characters back that they don't currently have the rights to.
Mm-hmm.
That includes the X-Men, which could mean, as we all remember back when Hugh Jackman did Logan, he said he would only come back if Wolverine could be an Avenger.
Oh.
Huh. So. And there might be a spot open for now, him.
Did he say that intentionally for the fact that he didn't want to come back ever?
I don't know.
And he was just like, well, this will never happen, so ha-ha! Or does he actually legitimately want to come back as Wolverine, but only as an Avenger?
It seemed like he wants to be an Avenger.
Okay.
I feel like if he came back to play Wolverine to do a completely different kind of movie. Mm-hmm. I feel like if he's going to come back to do it again, it needs to be in a different... He doesn't want to do just another X-Men movie. Right. He's done that.
Yeah.
But he still loves the character, so exactly. I think coming back and doing something with, you know, Chris Evans and them would be really cool.
Wolverine
so.
On the Avengers. Now, now there is a caveat to this, a downside, in the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm. I saw that today.
The Fantastic Four, as we know, has been... Movies have been coming out from Fox for the Fantastic Four for all this
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
But the Fox apparently does not actually own the rights to Fantastic Four. They only own the distribution rights to Fantastic Four. There's another company whose name escapes me right now because I didn't do research.
Right.
Who actually owned the making a movie rights to Fantastic Four.
So it's not been Fox this whole time that's been messing everything up?
Yes and no. Technically, that company cannot make a movie unless Fox says they can. Because they own the distribution rights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some questions of whether Disney would then gain the distribution rights to the Fantastic Four, which would mean they could then tell that company, no, you can't make Fantastic Four movies unless you do it the specific way we want you to.
Right. They'd at least have some influence right. and hopefully make it good.
Yeah, which could lead towards a kind of a Spider-Man situation.
Yeah. With
whatever company owns the actual rights to Fantastic Four, where the Fantastic Four could still be part of the MCU and actually have good movies again. Forever, first time, I guess. Actually, have good movies.
Yeah, four movies total.
Yeah.
None of them are good.
None of them have been good so far. But for sure.
Wait, are you talking about which ones?
There was the two. There was the first one. No, there was the really old one, which was just used to hold on to the rights, was basically a straight to TV movie. And no one ever seen
it. I was like,
it never aired on
when
TV.
When you said, like, four, I was like, I don't remember that many.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can only see it in
because there's like three of them, as far as I know. Because you had the one with Jessica Alba and Captain America's Human Torch.
Yep. Yeah.
Which I did actually see his tweet where he said, "Can we do a whole Captain America Human Torch team up?"
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
And I was like, "That's pretty genius. I would watch that."
Oh yeah.
Especially if he plays both of them.
He was good
because he was saying it was something about like you know do like the whole like Parent Trap kind of twist to it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my understanding is, if things go according to plan, Disney will have the rights to the X-Men,
which and includes maybe the rights Deadpool,
support,
and maybe which Deadpool.
Would include maybe Deadpool. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, I'm hoping if they do that, they keep Ryan Reynolds and just be like, "Oh yeah."
Well, why wouldn't
part
they?
Of it the whole time? He was just always because I've made the argument before. There's no proof that Deadpool's necessarily in the X-Men universe other than X-Men are there.
Right.
He fought in the last battle in the Deadpool movie. He fought on a crashed helicarrier.
Yeah.
So it could easily be he's been part of the MCU the whole time, and they just retroactively make him part of the MCU.
Could be. And I think, I mean, it became like one of the most successful R-rated films or whatever of all time.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure they're not going to be like, let's water him down.
Right.
They know what's successful. They're not going to screw that up.
Yeah, because, I mean, if Fox can do well with it, just think of what Marvel proper could do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But, yeah.
Exciting times.
Exciting times. So,
and they've released some other trailers and such, too, recently.
Yeah. Yeah, Marvel's been spinning it out right now.
A little bit.
What was that? I forgot the name already. You know it. It's the one that we were just talking about that I said I need to watch the trailer for. I haven't watched it.
The Marvel Rising?
Yes.
What is that? I saw you guys posted something about it, but like I didn't look at it.
It is a cartoon.
I'm a horrible person. Ooh, cartoons! Yes. I like cartoons.
It features a lot of Marvel characters that don't really get a lot of spotlight.
Good. I prefer that. Time. Mm-hmm. I don't like mainstream big name people.
Right. One of the characters I saw that was going to be in it is Quake, who is, and you may know her as Daisy Johnson on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Voiced by the same actor.
Voiced by the same actor from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's going to be doing actress, whatever you want to call it.
She's still a woman.
She's going to be doing the voice for that. Also, Squirrel Girl is going to be
Yay!
It. And they got the person who is playing Squirrel Girl.
In the New Warriors.
In the New Warriors.
Yeah, to I voice forgot it as there's well. Going to be a Squirrel Girl and something coming up.
Yep. I also think I saw Spider-Gwen.
I think Spider-Gwen, yes, and she's going by Ghost Spider, I think.
Interesting.
It's kind of,
I know nothing about Spider-Gwen, right. But...
Well, in her universe,
they should have Gwenpool as well.
That could be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
I love Gwenpool.
I do, too.
I know very, very little about her.
She is
But she seems like a person I'd like.
Yeah,
you definitely would.
Right. She's from here.
Yeah, I know she's from Earth. I went into the comic book world. Like, you've told me about her. That's all the knowledge I know is what you've told me about
her. She gets people killed a lot.
Because I don't read comics anymore, really. Yeah. Right. Other than, like, from one specific author.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm trying to think. I think it's, like, Chris Baldy is the author. He's the one that made Space Captain that I really like.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a new actual Kickstarter going right now, I believe, still. But I'm backing.
Good.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Nice. But yeah, was there other Marvel stuff I get?
There's a new Probably. Spider-Man animated film.
Oh, yeah. We just watched the trailer for that.
just watched
together.
It.
Yeah. like, what? Probably 15 minutes ago?
Yeah. Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse, coming out December of next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the trailer focused on Miles Morales.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, so I'm glad that it's not just like, hey look, we're going to focus on Peter Parker like we always do.
Right. Now, the Spider-Verse comics notoriously have been a multiverse type comic issue where many different Spider-Men meet up.
Yep.
I like Spider-Knight and... that Spider-Man from, like, the noir world kind of thing.
Spider-Man Noir seems really cool.
Yeah. So the question I have is are they just using it because it's a cool name, or is that the plan? Because you don't really see anything like that in the
But the thing is, though, like, I'm assuming it's Peter Parker that's sitting there with Miles at the end of the thing. He's like, how many of us are there out there?
Right.
So, I mean, to say it like that makes it seem more than it would just be like...
Right.
If you just look at the comics where it's like, okay, you got Silk and you've got Spider-Gwen and you got whatever, I mean...
I'm hoping that it means that it's a multiverse type thing. There is, in the Ultimate Universe where Miles Morales is Spider-Man, technically there was a Peter Parker who was Spider-Man before him and then he died. So, spoiler alert.
Right. And you see a gravestone and it looks like... I mean, they blur it just right, but it looks like it says Peter Parker on it.
Right.
I missed that.
Not to watch previews. So I'm hoping for multiverse. I'm hoping for Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll get the full-on guys who eat the spider totems thing.
True. I think that they could very well be the villains.
Yeah.
But I'm really hoping that it's a Miles Morales story first.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets sucked into having to team up with all these other Spider-Men.
Right. Spider-Ham.
Spider-Ham would be awesome. There's a lot of really cool...
Yes. I love spiders. That world.
Yeah,
they need to have the Iron Man mouse as well.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
And Thor is a frog again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Which is canon the MCU now, which I love.
Everything.
Yep.
Anyway.
So, but back to our topic
that we've been avoiding:
Star Wars.
Because we've got to start with the prequels now.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about. It's not all necessarily.
I mean. We can go with the other movies that came out before the prequels that came after the original movies, the Ewok films.
We didn't really touch on the... You know, that's true. We were going to go in chronological order. We didn't talk a whole lot about...
Get down. Ah.
I missed.
Nah. Yep. Don't move, cat.
Should we explain what's happening?
Nah. Yeah?
Okay. Moving on.
It's going to freak out for a little bit. It's okay.
Keep throwing things at that. Well, I'm bad at...
The cat's not moving now, so I think it's fine.
I like throwing... Oh, she's gone. She's gone.
Okay, cool.
I missed the note.
Why do you have styrofoam in your house?
Magic. It's for magic reasons. It teleports certain things that are necessary. Anyway... What were we talking about? Star Wars.
Ewoks. Yeah.
Jump.
So there were two Ewok movies that...
I heard that they edited that out, that song out, of one of the newer remasters of Star Wars.
Yeah, they did. Special edition.
That's dumb.
Why?
Because they hate us. Because George Lucas is like, I hate you.
Yeah, they put a whole different music score, which actually I listened to the original Jedi score... earlier today, like twice, and had the Yub Nub song, and it's so good.
Yeah.
It's just so much better.
I sing that song sometimes when I'm doing things that I think an Ewok would do.
Yeah.
Smashing people's heads and stuff like that.
Yep, and eating them.
Yep.
Yeah, which is weird that, you know, the Ewoks got their own movie, because really, they do eat, apparently, eat humans.
Yeah.
Hey, but in the movies...
Who doesn't?
They save little girls and their families.
It's true.
And
think
fight
about
like
it.
Giant troll looking things.
Eating humans is not cannibalism for them.
That's true.
No, yeah.
They're like, not, oh, you're they're eating not, a cow. You're a monster when cow people show up on.
You mean the Wild West Cowboys of Mu Mesa?
Yeah. They show up and it's like, oh, you guys are monsters. It's like, no, we were just eating cows. They're just food. That's how
watch Cowboys and Moon Mesa now.
In the Ewoks movie.
No, I just want to watch Cowboys and Moon Mesa. It's a good cartoon.
I don't remember anything from the Ewoks movies.
The first one, like Steve said, we didn't introduce ourselves. Are we assuming that people know who we are?
I hope they know who we are by now.
Low on storage.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. All right. Don't need space for this.
I'm Cody. That's Tony.
I'm Cameron. Yep. Okay.
We're all here. All
right. So we're good.
Brought to you by
Polaroid.
Polaroid. Ride the photo.
Yep. That works.
Don't shake it.
But you're supposed to shake
it. No, it's actually really bad for him if you shake it.
Really?
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that.
No.
That song was a lie.
No, I mean, like, that's just always what I did when I was little. Like, you know, you shake the Polaroid thing. Get it to come, the picture come out quicker? I don't know.
Nope. Didn't work. Didn't happen. Ewoks!
Ewoks.
So the first one was the little girl and her older brother. Their parents are kidnapped by this weird monkey giant creature.
Yeah, it was like this monkey troll looking thing.
Yeah, he was ugly and scary as hell.
Think from World of Warcraft, the like little like troglodyte, whatever monsters that were like in the dwarf starting area.
Okay.
Monsters like that, but just bigger.
Bigger?
Yeah, like probably like the size of like like, you know, they might have been like probably 18 foot tall or something like that.
Right.
Like, I don't know, probably only like 10 or 12, but whatever.
What were those things called? Anyway,
I don't
know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, that thing was terrifying.
Yeah.
And so needless to say, the Ewoks help save the day.
As they do.
Exactly.
And did they sing the Yub Yub song?
They did not sing the Yub Yub song. They don't really speak a whole lot. There's actually a narrator who basically describes the action and names the characters. Otherwise, you would really have no idea who Wicket and anyone else is.
I'm gonna call you Teddy Ruxpin.
Trademarked.
Yeah.
And then the second one was actually significantly darker.
Okay.
It was the battle for Endor, and in it, the family that they spent the entire first movie trying to save.
They ate them.
Nope. They get murdered.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there's this alien race that attacks them, and they kill both parents and the brother.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just the little girl left.
Yeah.
Why?
The brother, who was the main character in the first one, gets killed off.
Okay.
So she's an orphan. She goes off on her own with Wicket.
And then he eats her.
No.
No, they
he
run.
He keeps her alive.
Yeah. And then they run into
this old man.
They run into the Quaker Oats guy.
Okay.
Wilford Brimley.
A human.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's
on a
hermit.
Crash ship, but he lives in on a planet.
A lot of humans crash landing on
Endor.
Yeah, I was gonna say Kashyyyk. I'm like, oh, that's nope, what I would place.
Yeah, and he's got a weird little Ewok sidekick named Tweak.
Oh, of course.
It's not actually an Ewok. It's a weird other thing because it's got weird long pointy ears and it runs really fast. Yeah, and it likes to steal things. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I think his mom was an Ewok, but his dad was a Lynx or something.
Okay,
that's what he looks like. He's weird.
He's awesome.
He's pretty awesome, but he's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And the second film is actually my favorite one. He eats
the little girl.
Not the Ewok. No, nobody eats the little girl.
No, she does. She does get over her entire family's death
pretty quickly, though.
Yeah. Well, how old is she?
10, maybe?
Oh, that's too old.
No, not even that old. Like, she's
like 7 or 8, maybe?
She's between the age of 6 to 8, yeah, probably.
That's still a little old to get over your death of your family so quickly.
Yeah.
I think. 4, I could see it. 4 and under, you don't even remember who those people are 2 weeks from now.
She's probably too traumatized by everything happening that she doesn't even know what's going on.
PTSD.
Yeah.
The movie. With teddy bears.
Her survival instincts kick in. And that could be. So, you know, that's those movies.
Awesome.
They were also accompanied somewhat by an Ewoks cartoon and a Droids animated series,
mm-hmm.
which are okay.
Yeah, they're not that great.
Yeah.
Now, the little cartoon thing that they put out to, introduce and, give kind of some insight into who Boba Fett was before he was in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
That cartoon was drawn better and was way cooler. And it was only an episode or something like that. But it was really cool because Boba Fett shows up and is like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be your friends, Luke, and blah blah blah, and is helping Luke and R2 and C-3PO, and then ends up double crossing them and doing other things.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
It was actually really cool.
And then he eats that little girl from the Ewok.
Sure, why not? Because he's a bad guy. Who knows it? But yeah, I thought it was kind of funny how much they hyped up Boba Fett, and then, you know, it's like, ha-ha! He's gone.
Yep.
True.
Until they retconned it to be like, no, he came back out of the Sarlacc, because it has a magical beak now, and weird other things.
Is that official?
It's in the expanded universe, which we will actually get into in another episode.
And if you watch the robot chicken thing, you see him, crying like a little girl in there, and then he, figures out stuff, and then he flies out. It's all good.
Right. Robot chicken's awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And totally canon, too.
Yeah, totally
canon. That's what happened to Boba Fett while he was inside the Sarlacc, so.
Yep.
Star Wars.
Right. So after all that, there really wasn't a whole lot, at least for us Star Wars. I mean, that's kind of the start of the expanded universe. But it wasn't until 1999 that we got our next Star Wars film.
1999, the year of Y2K.
Yep.
Baggy pants and tie-dye shirts? I don't know what happened.
There were some tie-dye shirts, guys. Yeah.
There's always some tie-dye shirts.
True.
Since the 60s.
Yep. So, this is the 18th anniversary of Star Wars Episode 1.
Wow, really?
Yep.
So, I could marry Star Wars Episode 1 now.
You sure could.
That's awkward.
I'm not gonna.
And you know what else is celebrating an anniversary this year?
1999.
Yep.
the year.
That's true. No, this marks the 80th anniversary of the founding of Polaroid.
Oh.
So,
well, that's weird.
So not only are they still around, but they've been around for almost a century.
Right.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
They're old.
They are super old.
So now they're getting into the hands of the youngins. I
could officially put Polaroid into a nursing home, is what you're saying.
Probably. Yeah. You should probably get Polaroid a bedpan.
Yep.
So, but Star Wars Episode 1. I saw it.
Yeah,
me
theaters.
Too. Oh, yeah.
I saw it at a drive-in theater.
Oh, nice.
So, the paper roll knowledge, a drive-in theater is where you drive your car into a field with a bunch of other...
Or parking
mostly
lot.
Mostly rednecks who drive their cars into a field.
If you're Cody, you drive into a random field.
And then they project the movie on a big screen, and you try to listen through these ancient box speaker things. Or sometimes, if you're lucky... They transmit it on a local radio station, and you can turn your car to that radio station.
That is true.
And you generally see two movies.
Most of them are double features.
Yeah.
Yep. There were plenty of cool ways to listen to it. However, if you got rained out, there was no way you'd be able to finish the movie.
No.
That's what
you just screwed.
Yeah. Last time I went to a drive-in was for The Rocketeer. and we got rained out 20 minutes in. So,
sad
life. Yeah. But anyway, I saw Star Wars at the theater.
Regular theater.
Yep.
Inside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No mosquitoes.
Yep. No mosquitoes.
That's what I did, like most normal people.
Yeah. So, that was a good birthday for me. Mm-hmm. It literally was my birthday when that movie came out. I'm like, this is going to be the best present ever.
Right.
And
how old were you?
I had just turned 17.
Okay, so you were old enough to understand what was happening to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a little younger, so I was just like, shiny!
You're like that now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, I was old enough to be disappointed.
Yeah.
But I was also in just enough denial that I'm like, I don't want to admit that I don't like this movie.
Yeah.
Because I've hyped myself up for it all these years, right. And it's like, ugh.
It was one of those things, in all honesty, like, I didn't not like it, because a lot of stuff that people have complained about, mm-hmm. like, yeah, Jar Jar is not mm-hmm. my favorite. I don't think he ruined the films or anything like that.
No.
I mean, yeah, he was an annoying character, but I think it's one of those things, like, he was made to be an annoying character. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as, like, okay, you make a character like Napoleon Dynamite or whatever.
I hated that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, like, he was made to be seem like he was stupid and that, you know, he was just the dumbest person around.
Really?
Like, that's just how he was cast to be. I think that's how Jar Jar was supposed to be. Like,
mm-hmm.
he was supposed to kind of be like that lighthearted, kind of slapstick, kind of comedy person, which,
right.
not really sure why he was in the Star Wars stuff like that, because usually they're not doing a ton of random slapstick, ridiculous humor like that, but.
No. Well, the comic relief came from the droids, mostly.
Usually.
In the
and that's what was good.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
If Jar Jar was a practical effect instead of completely CG, do you think people would have liked him better?
In all honesty, I think there would have been people who would still have been annoyed with him, but I think things might have looked better,
yeah.
and they might not have minded it as much, mm-hmm. but... I don't know why movies try to go with CGI over
probably
practical.
Cheaper.
Is it actually cheaper? Because I've heard that like it takes so much time and effort to do all the CG stuff, like because all the rendering.
Right. I think making it the first time is more expensive, but then they can just like use it forever type thing.
Yeah, but it's the same thing with a costume.
That's true.
Your initial cost and time to make that the puppet or the outfit, and I mean, yeah, usually you make a couple of them, but. If you make it, unless something tears, I mean, then
right.
most puppeteers and all like that can quickly repair it.
Yeah. And plus, there's not only, I mean, there would be prosthetics, there'd be animatronics for, like, the ears and such. So.
Well, that's something, I know we're not getting into it yet, but that's something I really liked about The Force Awakens, is they used prosthetics and CG on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the character that Simon Pegg played. He wore a big CG costume, and then they also, or he wore a big costume, and then they also did some CG for his face to give him more detailed maneuverability.
Mm-hmm.
Face maneuverability.
Right, so it's kind of like motion capture, only you're seeing the majority of what was actually being filmed.
And that's the way
really
I like
cool.
it. I think that's what they probably should have done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we had the technology back then, but if they could have, that probably would have been a lot better, honestly.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, having minor technical difficulties. I think we're good.
Yeah.
So.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know that he would have been as well received. I think he still would have. Really, I think it's the writing for the character more than anything else that made him annoying.
Right.
But yeah, he's far from the worst part of that.
Oh, no.
There's a
I
lot
think
of...
Anakin Skywalker's the worst part of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he got worse as he switched actors and became older. And
yeah.
I think they should have started him off a little older. Like, the whole point was, oh, he's too old to start the training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's still a little kid. Like, they show most of the little Padawans running around the school.
Yeah, I think they should have started him off closer to... teenage years, at least.
Yeah, like,
pull you out, and they go, oh, Force, and they throw you into Jedi Academy. that's apparently the way it works. Because he's, like, 5, 6 or something? How old is he?
He's like 10 or 11.
He doesn't look it.
I think he looks like he was about 8, but I mean, I don't know how old he was actually supposed to be in that, because...
He's nine. I remember from the Weird Al Yankovic song.
Yeah.
He's 9 and Padme was 14.
Yeah.
So.
Which, definitely kind of creepy at that point, because, you know, it's like 14-year-old, like, yeah, I'm going to just start dating this 9-year-old.
They keep...
No, she wasn't.
They keep the actress who plays Amidala, as we know, Natalie Portman, throughout all of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just pick a teenage boy to play Anakin through all the movies?
But then we would have had that Hayden Christian, whatever.
I think he was too old to play the first one. So I think if we would have gotten like a good teenager.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have had to suffer through later.
Him.
Yeah. So.
And I think it would have been better for the overall story to have the same actor. Because when you meet him in episode 2, it's just... It's kind of jarring, because it's like he's a whole new
character. You're an adult now, for some reason.
Yeah, and you know, he's awful in that movie.
He hates sand.
He does. Oh, God. He does hate sand.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I think it would have been way better if they had started with... They don't need to have that age gap, necessarily. No, it
doesn't make any sense.
I honestly think he cast first, and then like, well... I guess I've already got these people in the roles. We've already got young Anakin on the poster. Yeah. Which, that's the best part of him being a kid, is that poster where it's him and then you see Vader's shadow behind him.
Yeah. So George Lucas was like, oh man, I really should have cast an older guy to play Anakin, but his mom made me brownies, so I guess I gotta keep him.
You know what it is? He saw Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, that kid's got some chops. He can act. Let's put him in this movie.
Turbo Man toys too. Get me Jingle All the Way. What do you mean? Get me that. And he just puts it to the TV.
And then Sinbad gets cast as
Anakin. Yeah, and that's how Jar Jar Binks came. I had everything.
In all fairness, I mean, I'm sure the kid was great in the movie. I mean, he's working alongside Schwarzenegger, who's not a good actor.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I do too, but he's not a good actor. Unless he's playing the Terminator, that's about it.
Okay, Jingle All the Way is like my favorite Christmas movie.
You're a monster.
I am a monster.
It's not my favorite, but it is a good
movie. It is entertaining. It's not good, it's entertaining.
Oh, no, it's good.
No, it's entertaining.
I'll say my favorite Christmas movie is Scrooge.
No, that's
Bill
good.
Murray.
That's too old for me. I can't do it.
Mine is dying.
I'm just like, I'm bored. That doesn't count.
It totally counts. But anyway, Star Wars.
Muppet Christmas Carol, I think, is my second favorite Christmas.
That's a good one.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
So, anything else about episode 1? Do we want to talk about the...
We need a like Muppet Star Wars.
Oh, that'd be cool. Star Wars.
They've done that, sort of.
I've seen Muppet characters dressed up. Star Wars characters, but I've never actually seen a movie. They need to do a movie with Muppet characters.
Yeah. True. One of the very first episodes of Muppets.
Darth Kermit or something.
Yeah. One of the very first episodes of The Muppet Show had Mark Hamill as playing Luke Skywalker throughout the whole episode.
Hmm.
They did a Star Wars parody. It was pretty great.
Hmm.
Nice.
Science.
Yep. But anything else on episode 1?
I hate pod racing.
I like the pod racing.
I hate pod
racing. See, that's why I said, a lot of the stuff that a lot of people hate about episode 1, I actually didn't mind as much. I actually enjoyed, because in my opinion, some people are like, well, there's no sense in putting it in. It's the whole point was to say this human, that humans can't race like this because they don't have the reflexes. They don't have the fast twitch muscle reflexes aliens and animals and other stuff have. But he can use the force to sense where things are so he can fly through it and he can actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a purpose to it.
Oh, I agree. But doesn't need to be an hour of the movie.
Oh, man.
I mean, they could have shortened it, but... Yeah.
Technically, they did shorten it. If you watch the DVD, there's an extended version of it.
Yeah.
It goes on for 17 hours. It's terrible.
The Nintendo 64 pod racing game was a lot of fun, though. On the other hand. if you guys ever played that.
I didn't. My nephew actually played it all the time. But I used to watch him play it. But
pod racing.
You hate watching.
I hate watching. I want to interact with it. I don't want to watch it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I kind of like the droids being bad guys. A lot of people hate that.
I liked the droids.
I like the droids.
They had, yeah, they had
the Separatist army.
Yeah.
They had some personality, which I thought was actually amusing. I thought they were funnier than any of the humor that was
intentional. Now, I didn't like the Separatists controlling the droids.
You mean the racist stereotype?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of racist stereotypes in this movie.
A little bit.
When you think about it.
We talked about them a little bit last episode, but I do want to address, I still think they are the worst part of the prequels.
Oh, easily.
They're the worst part of this film, in my opinion. There's a lot to not like, but this they take me out of it immediately.
This movie is my least favorite Star Wars movie.
Yep.
Episode 1. In fact, if I had to choose a watch order for someone who's already seen it, I would want to watch Episode 3, then Episode 4, then go back to Episode 2, Episode 4, Episode 5, cut it off right when he goes, "No, Luke," before he says, "I am your father." Go back to Episode 2, then 3, then go back and finish Episode 5, then 6, 7, and so on.
So the machete order, yeah. Basically.
But I don't even put 1 in there.
No, I think
not necessary.
I think the actual machete order takes out 1.
Okay, I didn't know that.
But I think you watch all of Empire because then it's like Episode 2 and 3 are flashbacks to that. I think that's the purpose. I haven't watched it that way, but I want to.
That's the way I want to watch it. I don't think 1's necessary.
It's really not.
Yeah, maybe not too much.
Get like a little short video, just like a YouTube video explaining why Jar Jar Binks is there. And who Qui-Gon Jinn was, and that's all you. That's all I need.
Yep. See, that's another thing. Like, I really enjoyed Qui-Gon.
Oh, Qui-Gon Jinn's easily one of the best parts about the first movie.
Oh yeah, Liam Neeson's great.
Yeah,
I liked his character a lot.
Yep, and then he died. Spoilers.
Mm-hmm. Which that was actually the very first thing that got spoiled for me.
Yeah.
Because I bought everything before I saw the movie.
Oh, okay.
I bought the soundtrack. And, of course, you know, I just kind of glanced at the back to see, you know, what tracks are on there.
Right.
Qui-Gon's funeral. Well, crap.
I thought maybe you were going to say, I bought a toy and he had a lightsaber hole in him.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came in this 3-pack. It had Darth Maul cut in half.
Right.
He had a hole in him. And then, for some reason, Obi-Wan was on his knees crying.
Yeah.
Weirdest toys ever. Actually, there was a Darth Maul that he had a magnet. Yeah.
I had that toy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that seems very familiar because I would cut him in half a lot.
Yep.
Either that or someone
who. Ooh, you know what would be fun? Put that on the exploding speeder bike and be like,
I'm betting I did that. Oh, that's awesome. That's funny. But yeah, actually, and then someone else spoiled Darth Maul because I didn't see it. At midnight, like a lot of other people did, I saw it like the very first opening night.
Right.
But some other kids cooler than me went and saw it and like, "Hey, did you see Star Wars? It's so cool. Darth Maul died though." I'm like, "Oh, well, you suck. I hate you."
Yeah, I didn't have that issue because at the time I was homeschooled.
Right.
Still, so there was no one. So it worked out pretty well for me.
Nice.
Yeah. Darth Maul was cool, too.
Darth Maul was very cool.
Wish he had more lines.
And more screen time.
Yeah. But other than that.
Well, I mean, that was the whole point. The original actor that was supposed to play him wanted more lines, and that's why he quit, and that's why they ended up with Ray Park. Is that the name?
Ray Park, yeah.
Yeah, Ray Park doing it, because he was just a stuntman. And he's like, "I'll do it. I don't care. I have no lines," basically.
Right. And he didn't even get to speak.
Yeah.
His voice, all his lines were dubbed by the guy who was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which one?
Played the Nova Corps officer.
Oh.
Not like the main one, but the other guy that calls the Guardians a-holes.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Good. Isn't he the same guy who played Toad in the X-Men franchise?
Ray Park. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That's why he does that little maneuver with the stick or the pole or whatever.
Because he has all that practice.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to use this. He's pretty good.
He was also Fighter Snake guy. Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also had no lines, but
Snake Eyes.
He's not supposed to.
Even though the movie made it stupid and like, it's like, "Oh, you've got got his throat slit and silence and blah blah blah. All he's doing. No. Helicopter explosion. He can't talk. Voice box destroyed.
Yeah.
Face is also burnt up. That's why he wears a mask.
And he's part snake.
No. Now, if you watch the old like G.I. Joe like cartoon movie,
right.
Like Serpentor is part snake.
Ah.
Cobra Commander gets turned into a snake.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, Serpentor has that. Cobra Commander has that. Globulus is part snake. There's a lot of reptile things going on.
Yep.
But anywho, Star Wars. I like the comic book version because he was a used car salesman. Cobra Commander.
Mm-hmm.
He was disgruntled, and that's why he started to take over the world. He
decided to become the first terrorist, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So then, Star Wars.
Yeah. So after Episode 1, of course, Episode 2, because they did continue the chronology
this
time.
Clone Wars. Right?
Was yeah. Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones.
It led to the Clone Wars. Yes. It should have been a Clone Wars movie. But anyway.
Attack of the Clones.
Yep.
Attack of the Clones.
So this was the first true love story in the Star Wars universe.
Right.
Which could have been good.
Could have been.
Wasn't.
With a better actor.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, oh, don't hate on Hayden Christensen, all this stuff. Look at all this other work he's ever done. Everything I've ever seen him in has been garbage. Yeah. I've never seen him act good. So I'm going to hate on Hayden Christensen
well, it's
all
like,
day.
It's, he's pretty much like the one chick in all the Twilight films that had like no emotions ever in anything.
Yeah.
Or I always forget misplaced emotions.
I always forget her name.
Kristen Stewart.
Something like that, yeah. It's not worth knowing.
I always compare, if we're comparing it to female actresses, apparently we're just dissing people today.
Yeah.
Megan Fox. He's the Megan Fox of male actors. He's in now a lot of stuff, but can't really act.
And has to interact with CGI a lot, yep. And it shows that he can't really do that.
Yep. Well. I don't like Megan Fox either.
Oh, yeah. Nobody does. Megan Fox doesn't even like herself.
If you are Megan Fox or Hayden Christensen or who's the other person? Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have anything against Kristen Stewart personally. But Honey does. Tweet us at the Nerd Dump Podcast to yell at us. Is that our... No, just Nerd Dump Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
At Nerd Dump Podcast.
Yeah, that's us. We're so good at this.
Clone Wars. No, yeah. Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, Attack of the Clones. We find out about the clones.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's really convoluted. There's still some stuff they didn't actually explain.
Right. They go into a little bit more into the Clone Wars series to explain some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's apparently somebody...
Which both Clone Wars cartoon series are amazing.
Yes.
They're really good.
Somebody hired these people to clone this one guy.
What were they? The
Kaminoans.
Kaminoans
was the
yeah.
plan. Yeah.
To make an army for the Republic.
Republic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
To fight the
for which it stands.
Yep. And that's where clones came from. And eventually stormtroopers evolved from that branch of the government. They weren't all clones, which is something a lot of people mistake. They think all stormtroopers were still clones at that point. They were not.
Nope.
And if you got far enough into the expanded universe, they eventually allowed aliens to be stormtroopers.
It's true. I remember some of the comics, they had different aliens being stormtroopers, because I guess the Empire was still around.
Yeah, the Empire was still around, and they were doing stuff, but...
Because the Emperor kept cloning himself.
Yeah. Yep. So he kept living on forever.
So, science.
Yep. And we see the beginnings of the Empire in this, because they do... The kind of the B-plot of this is that it's the...
Somebody made Jar Jar a senator.
Yep. Jar Jar becomes a senator, gives emergency power to... Palpatine, who is the Chancellor,
right.
who becomes the Emperor,
yeah.
and this is what puts him on the road to basically ruling
the galaxy.
Yeah, just like that.
Yep, and I think we meet Dooku in this one.
We do meet Dooku.
Mm-hmm. Count Dooku.
One of the goofiest names in the entire franchise.
Right. My understanding was, at the beginning of the movie, you were supposed to think he was possibly a good guy. But I never once thought
he was a good guy. Evil right from
like, oh, look, it's a new Sith.
Yeah.
And I didn't find out until I was an adult you were supposed to think he might be a good guy at that point in the movie. Like, oh, I don't get that.
I always thought he was a bad guy.
Right away.
Yeah.
He screams Sith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally did. And he has a climactic showdown with Yoda, who we see in action for the first time, not the last.
Right.
I always thought it was cool.
I did too.
Yes.
I was worried I'd have to fight you guys on this one.
No. Yoda jumping everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so beast.
Yeah. If it could have been less CG,
I was gonna say, I don't know how you would have affected it and actually had him everywhere. Like,
you get a baby and you train him in ninjutsu, and then you fling him out of a catapult a few times. And
totally works.
I was a big fan of that, especially when I was younger. I could see why people wouldn't be.
Yeah,
but I loved it.
I do too. Just not even really the fighting, just him reaching out and then the lightsaber.
Yep.
You know, just comes off his belt and grabs it.
Yep.
That's the best moment.
It really shows you why Yoda is considered to be the best trainer for Luke later on. Because even then, we see him in the swamps, and he's a crazy old man who just wants to play piggyback ride all day. And yes, he can pick up things. But what? Seagulls?
Sing about seagulls. Haven't you seen that music video where they take parts from the whole Dagobah scenes singing about seagulls and stuff?
That's a bad lip reading.
Yeah, it's great. You gotta watch it.
They are.
We should post it.
Okay.
On Facebook and other stuff because it is good stuff.
It is really.
There was the part where they got trapped in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
And the end when the clone showed up. That was pretty cool.
That was actually when the movie got good.
Yeah.
I will support the last 30-40 minutes of that movie.
All the Jedi showing up, massive battle.
That's what I wanted.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Little Boba Fett seeing it, freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted out of episode one. This is what we were expecting when we heard we're going back to the times where Jedi's were everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I liked the dynamic of Anakin and Padme and Obi-Wan fighting together. Yep. That was cool. That reminded me of Luke and Han and Leia in the original.
Yes. You know how they're doing all sorts of random movies with Rogue One, the Han Solo movie, all this stuff. They need to do a KOTOR movie.
Mm. Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought about that afterwards. I probably should have just said Knights of the
Old Republic. Well, we get it.
Probably
about 75% of the people listening would get it.
Yeah.
Probably.
But, I mean, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Seeing, Sith troopers running around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would love to see them do something, way, way back.
Oh, yeah. Before before it was the Order of Two or whatever they call it?
The Rule of Two.
Mm-hmm. You know, back when there were just crap ton of Sith everywhere.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. I don't think we'll ever get that.
Probably not.
But that'd be really cool.
You never know.
That would make a really cool TV show.
That would be.
Like,
I know at one point Star Wars was trying to think of doing a Netflix thing.
Yeah, they were going to do a TV show, but it was going to have no Jedis.
That was a long time ago, that show.
Yeah, that was before they were even going to start Episode 7.
Yeah.
That was going to be the next thing.
That was back when we were in college. They started talking about that show.
You make it sound like that was a long time ago.
It's almost 10 years ago now.
Shut up.
What were we talking about? Star Wars.
Episode 2.
Yeah. I liked the end of that one. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. In all honesty, I think out of the prequels, Episode 2 is probably my favorite one.
That's valid.
There are some parts I really like about the third one.
Oh, yeah, there's aspects of it, but as a whole, I think I enjoyed two the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned that if there was a toy that spoiled Qui-Gon dying in Episode 1, there was a toy that spoiled Episode 2 for me.
Oh, yeah.
There were actually a couple of them, because I think Count Dooku's action figure was listed as Darth Tyrannus. So that's how I knew he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
But there was also one where Anakin, he had a magnet on his arm. Yeah. You could swipe it off, so he would lost his arm because he gets his arm cut off in the end of
that. There was a third one. I don't know if you had. They had that Jango.
With the removable head.
That one came out later.
I did. I had that toy.
I did too.
I love magnet toys.
They were fun. They were really fun.
Swallowable pieces, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I have any of those lightsabers anymore that were actual metal. Yeah. They were awesome.
Yeah.
So, that led to, of course, My personal favorite, episode 3, right. Revenge of the Sith.
I have a great story from Revenge of the Sith, when I went to go see Revenge of the Sith.
Let's hear it.
I went with my brother, not the one that's been on the podcast, my brother who's older than that.
Okay.
His girlfriend and one of her friends. And the friend that we went with was in love with Hayden Christensen. Just absolutely loved him, loved everything he'd been in, had a girl crush on him, all that stuff. And I'm like, you suck and I hate you. but at the end, spoiler alert, when he turns bad, kills all the younglings, falls in lava, gets his legs and arms cut off and burning to death, yeah. She just starts bawling and I just look at her and start laughing out loud. That's why that's my favorite part of the movie. I still think of that to this day when I watch that.
Yeah, nice.
The third one. It has some great parts. Of course, we get the Order 66. 66?
Yeah.
66.
Order 66. Yeah, which was the annihilation of... Yeah. Well, most of the Jedi.
That was the...
All they could.
Yeah.
That's when most of the clones turned.
All the ones that didn't discover their brainwashing. Because it was like something that was programmed into them. That's what we learned through the Clone Wars TV show. And some of them had figured it out beforehand and rebelled against it, basically.
Yeah.
But most of them were triggered.
Like Commander Cody.
Yeah.
Your namesake.
My namesake. And killed their Jedi generals.
That they were supposed to be protecting.
Which was sad.
It's sad
to see.
It's really sad, because a couple of those characters, like, we had, we saw, and they had some lines, and the guy with the head, Ki-Adi-Mundi.
Yeah.
I was sad when he died, because I liked his character.
I was a huge fan of Kit Fisto and Plo Koon.
Yep.
Plo Koon blew up in a spaceship.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kit Fisto went out kind of a different way.
he had the B death.
Yeah. But Anakin kills some younglings, which...
Yeah.
That bothers me now. It didn't bother me as much then. It was more shocking then.
He just thought he was running through a field cutting flowers.
According to robot chickens.
Yeah. And then he left those flowers on the table for Padme to find.
That's why that's the real reason she died in childbirth. I don't want to skip to the end, but the ending part where Obi-Wan is yelling at burning, crying Anakin about how he was the chosen one and how he was meant to bring balance to the Force, not plummet into the darkness or whatever like that.
Yeah.
That is one of the most heart-wrenching scenes in Star Wars, in my opinion.
It is.
Yeah.
They handle emotions really well in it, for the most part.
McGregor handles emotions very well.
Yeah, he's great in.
But at that point, though, it was just Emperor Palpatine. So he was balancing out the Force. Yeah. He was turning evil. He had to.
Yeah.
There had to be another Sith.
Which is why I never get the Jedi always wanting to bring balance to the Force. Balance means both sides are equal.
Yeah. You would think.
Not I wiped out the bad guys. That's not balance.
No.
Yeah. See, I don't understand. And
technically, true balance would be gray Jedis.
Yeah.
So, right.
And I think they've gone on record as saying there will not be a gray Jedi, but I don't know. It could be a red herring. You never know. I don't know what balancing the Force means.
No, see, and that's the weird thing. Like in the expanded universe, there were tons of different Jedi orders that came afterwards that basically did balance out the Force.
Right.
They used dark and light side abilities, and they actually had a balance in the Force in themselves. And I mean, there was a lot of that. So, and then, eventually when they went far enough down the Skywalker bloodline, they eventually got to the point where they were supposed to have actually balanced out the Force. But, I mean, that leads into, I know we were wanting to talk a little bit of like what we were kind of thinking is going to happen in episode 8. Yeah, so you're saying they're not going to have Grey Jedi, they're not going to...
Well, I mean...
That's the rumor, at least?
That's one of the many rumors.
Okay, because I still highly think that Kylo's going to start turning good. Rey's going to start kind of turning bad, and they're going to kind of join forces and balance out the Force. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, in some of the previews, they are showing her, you know, kind of reaching out to Kylo, saying, like, I don't know where I fit here, and I can't, you know, it's like...
Right.
So I'm thinking it's like she's... I'm assuming Luke's going to freak out and be like, oh my gosh, because he's like, I've only seen this power once before, and I wasn't concerned then, but I am now. So I'm thinking he's going to be like, I'm not going to train you. She's going to be like, what the hell?
Well, I'm going to stay here and swing my lightsaber around.
And then, you know, I'm going to... And she's trying to figure out what's going on, and she's going to turn to Kylo for help, and they're going to basically join forces to balance out the Force.
Right.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's what I think is going to happen, because, you know, they've already screwed up the original timeline of what's going on to
right.
how it would get to the point of where it's going to balance out the Force.
Yep, yep, yep. One of the theories I have heard from a YouTube channel called Film Theory, go check it out, loyal listeners, is that, I think it was from Film Theory, I could be wrong, but either way, go check out that channel, it's one of my favorites. There's a theory that Kylo is pretending to be evil.
Yeah.
Because he wants to get closer to the bad guys, because he's kind of doing like an undercover type thing, like yeah. not an official undercover.
Well, that's why he's part of the Wrens, or whatever yeah. they call them.
The Knights of Wren.
There's a theory that when he asked Han to help him and stuff yeah. like that, that Han is actually the one who turned on his lightsaber.
Yeah. That was a theory that came out like right after yeah. the movie.
I like that theory.
Yeah.
Which would mean that Kylo isn't even technically evil right now. He's just trying to pretend to be so that he can get closer to what he needs to get done type sure. situation.
Should we talk a little bit about who these characters are for anyone that hasn't seen
sure.
Force Awakens?
I don't know why. Kylo Ren is also known as Ben Solo.
Yep.
The son of Han Solo.
And Leia Organa. Who, yep. of course, we know from the original trilogy.
Also should be kind of known as Leia Skywalker a little bit. He was being trained by his uncle, Luke Skywalker. And then at some point, kind of, we don't super know, at one point betrayed him and maybe killed a bunch of people. It's hard to say.
Yeah, we see little bits.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see a lot more.
I'm hoping. I want to see a lot more.
Yeah. But yeah, he is seduced to the dark side by Supreme Emperor, Supreme whatever? Snoke.
Yeah.
Secretly Jar Jar Binks. I wish, but he's not.
Yeah. Who we know nothing about.
Yeah. Then there's also Rey, who we also know very little about.
Mm-hmm.
She is a Force user.
Eventually.
Yes.
Yeah, she has kind of the cool thing about Force Awakens is it follows parallel to A New Hope somewhat in terms of the narrative. She goes on a journey.
Right.
You know, leaves her desert planet behind.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, there's nothing
there for her. Goes on the Millennium Falcon into space.
Yep, along with a droid that she, you know, just kind of runs into, basically.
Who they need to get the plans that's inside the droid to the rebels.
Yep.
to stop the Death Star.
Which is
Star-Killer a planet.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Built into
that's no planet. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's a planet.
Yeah, that's a planet with a giant gun sticking out of it.
Yep. We don't really know much about where Rey came from yet, other than she was abandoned on the desert planet at one point.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll learn more soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's lots of theories about who her lineage could be.
Yeah.
I've heard that people think she might be the granddaughter of Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
That she might be some weird abandoned child of Luke.
Yeah.
Which would be a weird one. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think.
There's even some theories that she has something to do with the Star Wars Rebels show.
I've heard that too.
Daughter or granddaughter of one of those characters, even.
Yeah.
Which I would hate that the most, is if it was like one of like some random other character kind of thing. I mean, the Obi-Wan would be okay-ish, but I think she should still be part of the Skywalker lineage.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work unless somehow
Skywalker's brother. No. Anakin's brother. Anakin had like a half brother, right?
Well, it was
we're cousins.
Well, I mean, his Luke's uncle was
right.
Basically, it was his stepbrother.
Yeah,
stepbrother. Basically,
yeah.
That doesn't count.
No, not quite.
There was this one time Darth Vader spit in the sand and they became a baby. That's where Rey came from. Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where she came from. I've heard the Obi-Wan theory. I think that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also heard that of the Rebels theory, just because I've wondered what kind of the point of Rebels was.
Right.
And I think we'll talk more about that when we get to the expanded universe. Yeah. But
I think it should be Mara Jade's daughter.
They don't have a Mara Jade as far as I know yet.
No, of course they don't. Because they've already thrown out anything that I knew.
Well, maybe. We don't know. Maybe, yeah. Luke found a Mara Jade and she died when Kylo did all the stuff.
Yep.
Even then, it's different than that, I guess, though. But
similar, though. Toilet paper roll of knowledge, Mara Jade was
found. The right hand of the Emperor.
Yep. And a bounty. Well,
not she really was a bounty hunter. She was the part right of the Empire. Yeah, she was the right hand of the Emperor.
Who?
She was his top assassin.
True. That's right.
She was hired to was sent to assassinate Luke.
Mm-hmm. And then they ended up having his babies. Well,
as one does.
Actually, did they have a kid?
They had a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, if I recall, was Ben.
Ben?
Because...
No.
I thought it was Ben. Because Ben, I thought that was the thing. It was like, their kid was Ben.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Then Han and Leia had a son and a daughter.
They right? had yeah, that's they why had
I
twins.
Kept thinking that maybe Rey was supposed to be Kylo's sister.
Right.
Because they were... Han and Leia were supposed to have a daughter and a son.
There always does seem to be some sort of weird connection between Rey.
Yeah, but then they named him Ben, and right. I'm like, what? This is not the right
Cade?
Name.
Was that
Cade Skywalker comes a lot? No, right. Cade comes a lot later.
Yeah,
he's like the lineage, legacy, mm-hmm. legacy era. Like, so,
Jaina and Jason were
yeah
okay,
Jaina and then they also had a younger son, Anakin, who I think died.
Yeah.
They lost both of their kids. That was even more tragic in the...
And Chewie died.
Yeah.
I remember the comments about Chewie dying, like, because C-3PO and R2 were going around gathering up all sorts of information, having people tell them stories of, like, all the stuff that Chewbacca had done for them. That was a great series.
Yeah. Not Chewie.
No.
Anyway, Star Wars. Yep. I guess we were talking about Star Wars.
We have been the whole time.
Yeah.
It's just kind of going... all over the place.
I prefer the expanded universe stuff. That's what I grew into and loved.
Right.
Like I like the original movies and I like all that stuff, but the expanded universe was always what drew me in the most.
Yeah.
I want them to come out with Dark Troopers though in some of these movies.
That would be cool. There's a lot of good stuff. Which we get to.
But you know, they have given me a little glimmer of hope because I mean, Thrawn has popped up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Last season of Rebels. Well, I guess the last.
Yeah.
Last one.
So it's like he's around somewhere.
Right. I think they dismissed it so they didn't have to just say yeah that's the story. I think they want to use the. I think they still want to use a lot of the characters and use a lot of the stories. They just want to tell them again themselves now.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean could be cool, but.
Right.
I don't know. It's like when you've already got years. Mm-hmm. Of storyline. I mean, so many series of books, video games, comics, everything. Because
mm-hmm.
I want the, like, the Crimson Guard stuff. Like, because right. I'm trying to actually, what was the Crimson series? It was Crimson something.
Crimson Empire?
Crimson Empire comic series. I loved those guys because they're basically, like, the, oh my gosh. What were those guys actually called?
Batman.
The Royal Guards?
Yeah, the Royal Guards, but what were the actual Red Ones called? Were they just Royal Guards?
I think so.
I don't know.
Okay, because basically it was like those guys, but like more hyped up and even more BA. So, yeah, the Crimson Empire was a great series.
Well, yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah.
I guess we're We're a little over on time, so we should probably...
I figured this could be a longer episode, because we were going to talk about all the movies. We were going to talk about Rogue One, but we could do that another time.
We can hold off for Rogue One for later, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, what, next week we'll probably be talking about the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the following week we'll probably wrap up with other random things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it'll be closer to Christmas at that point, so we'll talk about the Star Wars Christmas episode.
Oh, yes. And you know, with Christmas coming up, it is good to give the gift of a brand new Polaroid One-Step iType camera, which you can get for only $99.99. You can make real analog photos using real analog film. Analog. Polaroid. See what develops.
Don't shake it.
Don't shake it.
Don't listen to Andre 3000.
No, he's an idiot.
Yeah, he did not know how cameras work.
Nope. So, we did do a few polls this week for Last Jedi. Just kind of wrap things up.
Base, the final... Nope.
Which I just noticed whenever I put in the Star Wars Last Jedi hashtag, it pops up a little BB-8 emoji, which is up. I just noticed that. It's amazing.
Yep. Thanks, Twitter.
Yep. So on our first poll, we asked if you thought Rey would go to the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which we see some things that could imply that.
Right.
44% said yes. Mm-hmm. 56% said no.
Okay, so it was a yes or no.
Yeah. So
I thought there were three. Like, I didn't actually take this one.
Oh, nice. Good. So, thanks.
Yeah.
So, fortunately, most of you think... she will? Most of you think she won't.
Right.
What do you guys think? I know you kind of said that you think she's going to be...
I mean, I don't think she's going to go full-blown, you know, Sith or anything, but I think she's going to start embracing more of the dark side. I don't know, like I said, I don't think she's going to go straight up evil. I think she's going to start leaning more towards the dark side, and we're going to realize that Kylo is, even though he's probably been doing bad things...
Yeah,
and struggling with that
right.
is going to start coming back towards the light, and he's going to help her out. I think they're going to work together and kind of balance things out together.
Yeah.
I still think that that's what's going to happen.
Right.
Together they will bring balance
to the Force. Yeah, because if the theory was... Because the original theory was Anakin was going to bring balance to the Force, and then he did what he did, and a lot of people were like, well, maybe Luke will bring balance to the Force. But if Luke's training these two, then he kind of did bring balance to the Force.
And it's one of those things, though, in all honesty, though, Qui-Gon was right all along.
Yeah.
Anakin did bring balance to the Force because Anakin broke with tradition for the Jedi ways, had a wife and kids,
yep.
who then, you know, grew up and proceeded to train in the Jedi ways and do different things, and then eventually had kids that balanced the Force.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, none of them were ever wrong. They were specifically thinking, oh, Anakin himself will balance it on his own, like no predecessors coming out of him.
Yeah.
But,
Because Jedi's didn't have kids back then.
Yeah, because Jedi's weren't supposed to love. Because basically emotions were bad.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that could very well be the case from, you know,
I think that could be right
from
a
certain point of view.
I think that's where they're going to go. I do think Rey and Kylo are going to join up and kind of make a gray area of the Force.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll ever officially call it anything. Because if I remember correctly, they've already said that the Sith are basically gone.
Mm-hmm.
That Rey, or not Rey, sorry. Kylo Ren isn't technically a Sith, and neither is...
Supreme Leader Snoke.
Is also not technically a Sith.
See, with all of this, though, like, what... Because Luke was supposed to start the new Jedi Order.
Right.
Yep.
And that was the Jedi Academy and all the different stuff. And,
right.
Which, I mean, could have been what was going on, and maybe Kylo offed some of the students thing to try to prove that he was bad so he could get in close and do whatever, or...
Right.
I don't even know.
I think Snoke's backstory is going to be really important to figuring out Kylo's motivations. Because going back to him killing Han, I think, you know, he's his whole struggle that he was talking about before, you know, he kills his dad.
Right.
I'm pretty sure what he needed his help doing... He needed to take a life.
Yeah.
He needed to take the life of someone close to him.
Someone he loved.
To basically win the favor of Snoke so he could eventually defeat him. I think that might be what they're going towards.
I agree.
I still hate the fact that he killed Han Solo, and I want him to die.
Yeah.
I want Rey to cut his friggin' head off.
I'm cool with it because I never liked Han. Love Chewie. Didn't really care for Han.
Fair enough. But
Star Wars.
So that brings me to the other poll we did.
Two polls?
If you thought, actually we did three total.
Three polls?
Yeah. I asked if anyone thought Kylo Ren would find redemption. This was actually our most successful one. 38% said yes.
Okay.
31% said no.
Right.
Another 31% said he killed Han, screw him.
Okay.
Hooray!
So majority said no.
Basically, yeah. But still a lot of people think that he's going to find redemption.
Right.
If he does find, I'm sure it'll serve the story, but I don't like him.
Like I said, I think he's going to find redemption, but he's going to find it through probably helping out bringing Rey back from trying to turn dark.
Yeah.
I really hope it's not some weird love story that's going to happen between Rey and Kylo Ren.
No,
I don't see it.
I don't see
it. No, I still agree with a lot of people. I think the love story that's going to pop up in this is going to be Poe and Finn.
I'm fine with that.
Which brings us to our next poll.
Oh.
which is actually still ongoing, but as of right now, I asked who you thought the best potential couple was. 9% said Rey and Finn. 9% said Poe and Finn.
Well, only 9%? Oh, I'm going to vote for that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to push it over the edge?
I'm going to push it up.
Nice. Yeah, we are.
As of right now, 27% said Rose and Finn. Rose is the new character.
Oh, there's a new character?
Yeah. I've seen toys over. That's the only reason I know anything.
They have a lot of scenes together, apparently. 55% said Chewie and a Porg.
So
that's awkward.
It is awkward.
Now I got to vote for that. That's not fair.
Nope. I'm going for Poe and Finn. Yeah, I put it at 17%.
Poe and Finn.
Nice. Let's see.
It says I put it at 17%. 50% say Chewie and a Porg is what mine says.
Yeah, that's what mine says too.
Yeah.
Update. It's not updating. Anyway, this is good radio.
Yep. So, any other theories? I mean, our next episode is going to be talking about Last Jedi. We're probably going to do some review of some kind.
Yeah.
So, any other theories? Anything else you guys want to talk about? Or think is going to happen?
As it's been getting closer, I've been paying less attention to the stuff.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, I just want to enjoy the movie.
Star Wars is one of the films I don't want spoilers for.
Agreed.
So I generally don't try to theorize what's going to happen.
I'm not as worried about spoilers as much as I'm just like, this is just a film. They've already screwed up all the stuff I loved beyond the original movies, storyline-wise. So I'm just going to enjoy a good film.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Because I love the expanded universe, and they've already shot that crap, so.
Right. We'll see how this goes.
Yep.
Who's directing this one?
Rian Johnson, who directed Looper.
Directed what?
Looper? The Bruce Willis.
I was thinking that other one. What was that other one?
Where that wasn't a bad
Hayden thing. Christensen.
Jumper?
I was thinking Jumper.
I know you were. I don't know why I do that. No. No, not
Looper that. I haven't seen. I hear it's good, though.
Looper I enjoyed.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see.
We shall see. I'm going to probably avoid the internet for a while just because...
Yeah, we got to try to figure out how to see that. Yeah. Star Wars.
I was going Thursday. Now I'm going Friday.
Ooh. I'm going
a whole extra day.
I don't work Friday.
You don't work Friday? I work Friday.
I might actually go see that. Andrew took it off too, so we'll probably go watch it.
Some tickets are still available.
Because he had to take a mandatory day off, and he asked me what day I had off this week, and I was like, actually, I have Friday off. He's like, sweet.
Okay.
So.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
I should buy tickets.
You should probably do that.
Yeah.
You should take off work on Friday, too. You don't do anything.
I really can't.
You don't do anything.
I do so much.
You sit on Facebook all day.
I do not.
I returned our tickets for Thursday. There might still be two available.
I still haven't gotten Facebook access at work. Anyway. We'll talk about Star Wars next week.
Yep. We'll talk about Last Jedi and We'll hit up Rogue One a little bit too.
If we have time.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're probably gonna be rambling like about this movie. Yeah,
just about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Episode 8. I'm hoping it's great.
I am too.
Early buzz has been positive. I'm not reading any reviews, but so far critics seem to like it.
Good.
I want Ray to be evil.
I kind of do too.
I don't. I like her.
It's too weird.
Much.
Yeah.
No, I like her a lot too. That's why I want her to be evil.
Well, that makes sense.
I just like. I want to see more of how the different sides of the Force actually pull on people.
Mm-hmm.
Like we saw it a little bit with Anakin, but Anakin was always kind of special.
Yeah.
You know. So I want to kind of see more of a temptation, and I think we might get that with Rey and Kylo.
Yeah. One last little theory that I just thought of. The last trailer, I guess the first full-length trailer they put out, starts off with a narration. It's Snoke, like, saying, you know, when I first saw you, you had this raw and bridled power, whatever. I have a theory that he's not talking to Kylo. I think he's talking to Rey. Because at the very end of the trailer, we see he's, like, using telekinesis on her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he's talking to her.
That'll be interesting.
But yeah. So, just throwing that out there. But that's going to be this week. Thanks for listening. If you want to hit us up on the Twitter, we are at Nerd Dump Podcast. We are also on Facebook. You can subscribe, rate us if you like this episode or any other episodes. Give us a rating. Let us know what you think. We're always up for constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or just, you know, praise in general would be really cool. So
I like money.
Money would be good, too.
I like Big Macs.
They're 2 for $5 at McDonald's.
What?
Yeah.
I'm on a diet.
Yeah, they're on the McPick 2 for $5. You can get 10 nuggets and a Big Mac for $5.
Man, I want it so bad.
That's a good deal. Yeah. Not as good a deal as the new Polaroid camera for $99. But anyway.
I really want somebody from Polaroid to hear this and be like, oh, we should give these guys money. And they're already plugging us. We should just go with this.
Yeah, they won't.
I know.
But anyway. So I'm Cameron Kiefer. I am at Cameron Kiefer on the Twitters.
I'm at the Cody Wack.
And I'm at Viking Honey.
So thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye. This has been a Nerd Dump production.